Why should I love you?
Why should I love you?
We are not here to bash, judge, or dishonor anyone, but we are here to talk about real problems and give a solution according to the Word of God.
Why should I love you? I ask the question, why should I love you when you wounded me? You hurt me. You took me for granted. Ask the question, why should I love you? When you did me wrong, you lied on me. You took my confidence, you took my innocence. You told people I was somebody I wasn't, and why should I love you? You drug me through the dirt. You taught me everything wrong as a child. I thought you loved me. You played me, you lied to me. Called me names. You took my innocence. You took everything from me, everything. And you asked the question, why should I love you? Well, you did everything for me not to. Everything. When I reached, you pulled back. Every single time, every time. And you ask the question, why should I love you? Why should I? When all my life you did everything to break me, everything. You ask me that question. Why should I? Why should I love you? Why should I? You called me out when I didn't deserve it. You did things to me I didn't deserve. So why should I love you? Why should I care? Why should I show you any type of affection? Why should I do that?
When I asked you not to do it, you did it anyway. And you asked me the question, why should I love you? Why should I?
I should. Because Christ loved me. Because God loved me. That's why I should love you. I should love you because Christ loved me. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He gave his life so that we could love, so that we could live. And love is, y'all, love is not just you saying I love you. Love is you showing me that you love me. Love is not just words. Love is action. You can't show a person that you love them if you don't have action, if you don't put the action towards the love. How can I love you and I never show you? A lot of times we get that thing twisted. A lot of times we think people love us and they never show us the love. They never go out of their way. They never sacrifice. Love is sacrifice. Sacrificing you, sacrificing your feelings, your time. Love does that. Love gives time. Love gives sacrifice. Love does those things. And we continue to deal with people that never show none of them. None of them. Why should I love you? Because Christ first loved us. He gave himself for us. In the midst of him knowing that we were error, Christ was the ultimate sacrifice, and he gave his life for us so that we can live, so that we can be here, so that we can have a relationship with God. That is the ultimate love. And we ask ourselves, why should we love you? We should love you because Christ first loved us. How dare we? He knew we was gonna miss it. He knew that we would spend a life trying, He knew it. And he still died for us. That is the ultimate love. That is love that God will give his son as a sacrifice. Would you give your child as a sacrifice? That's love. So we ask the question. Ask the question. Why? The question really is, why not? The question really is, why not love? Why not? The Bible says all fall short. We all fall short. And yet we still judge, and yet we still put our mouth on people that we don't even know. We don't even understand what's really going on in their life. Why should you love? Because you really don't know. You don't know what a person's going through. You don't know what a person faces every single day. And they just barely getting through. You should love, because my God, we need it. We need it. Do you know babies, when they're born, if they don't feel some type of affection, that can cause them to die, and they can be healthy? So what about us? Some of us think that we're healthy, and we're not getting any type of love from anybody. Every time we turn around, we get played. Somebody's doing something. Somebody's doing that. And then we wonder why they are the way that they are. Why not love? Why not show compassion? Why not get beyond you and sacrifice you and your feelings, because you're feeling some type of way, for somebody else to show them love? Why not? So the question ain't, it is not, why should I love you? Why not love you? Yeah, you may have some faults. Yeah, you may, oh my God, get on everybody's nerves. Yeah, you may be that person that don't smell that good when they come in the room or come wherever we are. Yeah, maybe you're that person. Maybe you're that person that complains a lot. Maybe you're that person that people just don't like. It's just your demeanor, the vibe that you give. But let me tell you this, who are we not to love you anyway? Who are we to judge you anyway? Who are we to look at you any different when we go through things ourselves? Why not love? Why not love? Why should I love you? Because God showed us unconditional love. It was not conditioned on what we did right, what we did wrong, how many times we missed it, how many times we lied and said, God, I won't do it again. He still loved us. He still loves us. He gives us brand new mercies and grace every morning. And we have the nerve to ask the question why we should love you? That God loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. And the Bible says, whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved us so that we could live. And we have the nerve to ask the question, why should we love you? Because you did something to us? Because you hurt us? We hurt God every day. We disappoint him probably every day. And we have the nerve not to love people? The question should be, why should we not love people? We're not perfect ourselves. It's a lot of things that we do wrong, even to our own selves. And we have the nerve to ask that question. God is love. That's why we should love. He not only said what he is, but he demonstrated it in the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. He proved to us his love. He didn't have to do it, but he did, because he loved us. And we have the nerve to ask that question. Why should you not love? When God gave you grace, why should you not love? When we disappoint him every day, when we sin, when we say, God, we're not going to do it again, and we do it over and over and over again, why should we not love? when Christ shows us every day his love? Why should we not do it? We're selfish. We're judgmental. We don't love as we should at times. We do things wrong. And God still loves us. In spite of it, he still loves us. He still cares. He still gives us grace. He still gives us grace. He still gives us mercy. His love is unfailing. His love is not conditioned. His love is agape. No matter what we do, God loves us. The Bible says we're the apple of his eye. He loves us unconditionally, without conditions. And we are the type of people that we'll love you as long as we feel that love back. I know it's plenty of times God doesn't feel our love back. I don't get it. Why not? Why not show compassion? Why not? Why not love the unlovable? It's times that we're not lovable in God's eyes and he still loves us. He still shows grace. He still shows us mercy. He still does those things in our life, even when we don't deserve it. Why not love? Jesus showed. God showed it. Now it's time for us to show it. Why not love?
New music from Adrian and Music Box. Love You Better. Coming soon on all platforms. We're back.
Love was the reason why I did this podcast. It wasn't to bash or to down anybody. It was because I love God. I love Jesus. I love the church so much. That the things that I went through, I don't want nobody else to go through in the church. I love people that much. That most of the time I give so much that I don't have nothing for myself. I've sacrificed my time. I've sacrificed my talents out of love. Because I do love you. And I want everybody to live a life that's pleasing unto God. So that they'll fulfill the purpose that they're here for. So that they can feel good about where they are in Christ and in their own lives. Jesus showed his love for others by blessing others, by healing, by talking to people. And it's crazy because he talked to the ones that nobody really wanted to talk to. The adulterer, the thief, the blind man, the lady with the issue of blood. He did those things because he is love. Love is unfailing. Love is unconstricted. Agape love, the love of God. And that love is not based off of feelings or emotions, but it's unconditional, everlasting love that God gives us. As much as we err, he still loves us. And it's a great thing to love without expectation. Corinthians 13, he loves you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for you, that you might have everlasting life. If you cannot forgive, you cannot sustain God's love. Because God's love is forgiving. It's patient. It's kind. It's the fruits of the Spirit. Love is so many things. Love is covering those that you know have issues and you don't spread their business. Love is when someone tell you something, you don't tell their business to nobody else because you love them enough not to. Love is, it's what a person does. Love is a hug. Love is encouragement. Love is seeing your sister down and you still help them, knowing what they did to you. Love is forgiveness. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is all those things that the fruit of the Spirit tells us that love is. It's everything that you could ever desire from God. It comes from love. If God didn't love you, He wouldn't do the things that He does for us. If Jesus didn't love us, He would not be the person in between us and God that's our advocate. Jesus wouldn't be our advocate for us if He didn't love us. He wouldn't even came to this earth and die on that cross if He didn't love us. I'm pretty sure it was times He wanted to get off that cross, but He thought about what that cross endured, what that cross really meant, what that cross was gonna do for us, and He did it. He did it. A person who didn't even sin. Oh my God. That's love. That's love. That's love. That's love. That's love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So who shall ever believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Love is giving us the option. Prolong life with Him. I think about the thief that was on the cross. And one, oh, he just, when Jesus was there, he acted like he was like them. But the other one said, hey, I just need you to remember me when you get to the kingdom. Love said He was gonna make it. That's love. I think about some of the things that I've done in my own life that I tell you, if it was not for the Lord who was on my side, y'all, I would be out there. That's love. Love covers. Love protects. Love keeps. Love gives, not just others, but love. It's things that we all have done that we are ashamed of. God's love is so awesome. He did not expose our skeletons in our closets, because if He did, none of us would be here. Love kept us here. Love is correction. Love is the fruits of the Spirit. It's patient. It's kind. It's long-suffering. Love is sacrificial. Not based off of what anybody else does, but it's because that's what we have to do. The Bible says that the greatest of all these things that God talk about in the Bible is love. That's how big it is. That's the greatest thing. And yet we still walk around and we don't love as we ought to. Who are we? When our Father in heaven shows us love every day, He wakes us up. He gives us brand new mercies. We have the activities of our limbs. And even those that don't, it's just the fact that you're still here in the land of the living. That's love. Like the song says, they hung Him high. They stretched Him wide. He hung His head. For me, He died. That's love, that Jesus stayed on that cross. Because He loved us. Who are we not to love our brother who we see every single day? How can you watch people suffer and you don't do nothing? Love does. Love is an action. It's not just a word. How can we say we are believers in Christ and we see people suffering and we don't love? We don't show compassion. we say, I'll pray for you. And you know God just blessed you with thousands of dollars and you see your brother suffering. Love helps. Believer, show it. Because that's what love does. Love shows itself. I can't say I love you and every time you're not around me, I dog you out. I talk about you. That's not love. I can't say I love you and I don't see that you're suffering. And you may be acting out. Because I know what you're going through and I still don't do nothing to help you. That's not love. Love helps. It does something. And we say, we're believers of Christ. But we don't act nothing like them. Love does. Are you your brother's keeper? Or will you continue to watch them go down? And you know that God has given you the ability to help. Love helps. It does not watch your brother suffer or your sister suffer. Love help. Love does things and you know that they did you wrong. Love still does. Love still does. But we get in our feelings and we get in our emotions. And sometimes our ego get in the way. I'm not gonna love them because of what they did. I'm not going to love them because of what they said. God is love. God is love. And that's what he wants us to do.
The old school music is back by Josh. Don't go. Listen today. We're back.
God wants us to love our brothers and our sisters. He wants us to get our mouth off of them. He wants us to stop talking about them, stop dogging them out, stop telling all their business. And he wants us to love. Even the unlovable. Your boss, he wants you to love. That person that wronged you, he wants you to love. That man or that woman that played you, he wants you to love because he's love. How can we say that we're believers in Christ and we don't act like him? We have to act like Christ. We have to walk in love at all times, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it doesn't feel good, even when you know they deserve worse. Even when you know, you still love. You still love. 1 John 4:16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. Romans 8:37-39. Know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. 1 John 3:1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so that we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that they do not know him. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. John 15:13, greater he has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appeared unto him far away and have loved you with his everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you.
1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love doesn't look for flaws in others or flaws in yourself. Romans 5:8, God loves us even when we are still sinners. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 2:4-5, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
God absolutely loves us. The Bible says that we are the apple of his eye. The Bible talks about how he has thoughts of peace, not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. His love is so awesome, but yet we still have ends that we have for people that we make up in our minds. Like someone do something to you, you want the same thing that they did to you done to them. And that is not love. That is not love. For you to do the same thing to a person that they have done to you, and you call that love, that is not. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your emotions and your feelings and love people past that. As God loves us, I know it's times he want to go back and wipe the earth out because we're so sinful at times and we don't think and we're selfish, but he loves us past that. And so we have to love people past that. God is love. And the Bible says that we're made in his image and after his likeness. So God is love. Then it is our job to love. Love him. Love people. Love him. Love ourselves. And love people. That is the ultimate goal. Love God. Love yourself. And love people. The Bible says, they that win souls are wise. We're not here for us. We're not here for us. We're here to win souls for Christ. Let's do it. Let's love him enough that we will win souls for him. Love can heal. And if you are on, if you're listening to this podcast and you've gone through a life of hurt, everybody hurts you. And love, you to feel that love. I want you to know Christ loves you. He cares about you. You wouldn't be here if he didn't love you. God has a plan and he has a purpose for your life. And you just got to tap in and find out what it is. But if you're listening to this podcast and you're not saved, it's as easy as ABC. All you have to do is admit that you're a sinner, believe that Jesus died and he rose on that third day for you, and know and confess and call on the name of Jesus. You can be saved. But matter of fact, let's pray this really quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I admit I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus died and he rose on that third day for me. I call on your name, Jesus, Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart. And I thank you, God, that I am saved. It's that easy. It's that easy. You have invited Christ in your life now. Oh my God, your life is going to change. It's going to change. You're going to feel his love, I'm telling you. And not only now that you are saved, find you a church. Go online, look up some churches that's around your area. Watch them before you go and visit. Find you a church home. It is some great pastors and bishops that want you, that want to see you grow, that want to minister the word of God to you and watch what God does in your life to help you get to your purpose. They are there. They are there. They are there. Go ahead and do it. Do it as soon as you can so you can continue being fed the word of God. And as you're being fed, oh my God, you will grow. You will grow. You will grow and you will see what God had planned from you even from the beginning. You will see that. This is your time now, and I am so happy for you. I am so happy for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching this Adrian and Music Box podcast. This is on Why Should I Love You? And the reason is because Christ and God first loved us. We'll see you later. This is the Adrian Music Box podcast show. Back to your name on me. Now, what?
Hold on. Now, yeah.
We have the winner of the Gospel Choice Music Awards, Christian Contemporary Artist of the Year. And I need y'all to go and listen to this album.
Yeah, go and listen to this album
when you're going through. And also, y'all, we have a new album that's coming out. And I didn't want to tell what it's really about, but I'm going to tell you it's a praise and worship album. We just don't do Christian hip hop music. We do everything.
Everything.
Everything. So, y'all listen out for this new music that's coming out really, really soon. And
when y'all can always go to YouTube, y'all can go to Spotify, y'all can go to anywhere, any platform, any music platform to find our music. You can actually go to our website at www.adrian-musicbox.com.
Right, y'all. We'll see you later.
See you later.
Listen to that music. Go listen to that music. Listen to that music.